It's just Rubenstein. Shabbat to all you guys for coming out this evening. It's been 10 years since I, more I guess, as your age, 20 years ago. When I left YU 10 years ago, none of this existed. And it's a tremendous zechus that you guys have the opportunity to appreciate from Katan, this level of chassidus and pnimius. You guys should continue to grow in this way. Amen. I saw an amazing chida last week. I shared the Shal Shudis and Shul. I want to elaborate on it. Chida was discussing the Choshen, which is the Pasuk says the Zeres was the size, the pinky was the size of the Choshen, the length and the width. And the chida says that we know we have the Arba Galios, four different exiles. The four fingers, the four Galios, and the thumb here is Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael doesn't stay in the straight line. Klai Yisrael is separate. In the Zeres, he says, the Zebach Hashem Toeva stands for, because the Chazal tell us in the future that when the various Umos Olam are going to send gifts to Mashiach, he's not going to accept the gifts from Edom. From Esav, it's Zebach Hashem Toeva, it's a Zeres. And the Choshen is the opposite letters or switched around, scrambled of the Nachash. Esav came from the Nachash, Edom came from the Nachash. Mahapech, the Koach of the Nachash, in order to be Mvatel the Nachash. So that's the Zeres. The Zeres is the Edom, which is also the Etzpa Katana, the small finger. Which is strange because Edom is the longest Gullus and the hardest Gullus. Why is it called the Etzpa Katana? So even though it's small, it comes with a powerful punch. Which means Purim Katan is the antidote to the Etzpa Katana. The small Purim Katan, a hidden Purim, it's small, it's not celebrated by many outside of this room. But it comes with a powerful punch to it. So it's a fight between Esav and Yaakov, which goes back to the Nachash, Adam Chava. So what is the connection between Esav and Yaakov, the Purim Katan, the Etzpa Katana? Know that the fingers are shaped like vavs. And the Svarim tell us that the shape of vavs, the first letter of the Megillah is a vav, the last letter is a vav. They point out that those learning Daf Yomi came across these in Yanim, Shnei Simanim, when you shecht an animal, there are two Simanim, the Kaner and the Veshet. Both are shaped like a vav. The Kaner is the windpipe, the Veshet is the trachea, where the food goes down. So Kol Kol Yaakov is the Kana. The Veshet is Yaakov, Esav rather, Halitenu, Noah says Targum, Halitenu is Lashon of Veshat, Lashon of Veshet. So Esav is the Veshet and Yaakov is the Kana. They're both Vavs, but different functions. The Chida explains in Parshat Vayichi, the Vayechi Yaakov, even though Yaakov died in Parsha Vayechi, Yaakov lomes, the Gemara says. He never really died. The same Parsha in which Esav died, where he really did die. And the Gemara in Tainus, in a strange way, right after saying, yeah, right before Yaakov lomes, the Gemara says, Ein masich en besud, the person shouldn't talk, Shema yaktim l'karna l'veshet, lest they go down the wrong pipe. So the Chida points out there's a connection, the karna l'veshet to Yaakov lomes. Yaakov lomes because Sakol Kol Yaakov. Misa only came when it went down the Veshet, when the other made from the Eitz Hadas. That brought Misa into this world, down the Veshet. That's the Indian of Esav. Sakol Kol Yaakov lomes. Go down the Kol Kol Yaakov, the windpipe, the Torah and Tefillah, so then there's no mace, there's no death in this world. If you go down that Vav of Yaakov Avinu, Hakana, Kol Kol Yaakov, there's no Misa. Point out that Yosef, who's Shach of Yaakovinu, who's the Gematria of Kanim Akolel. So Sfas Emes says, you know, the reason why Yitzchak liked Esav so much, even though he loved the food and the ochel, because the Gemara tells us in Chulin that the Veshet was the red skin on the outside and there's white skin on the inside. There was Edom, red on the outside, Edom. But he understood, he was Tzayid B'Fiv, the Gemara, the Pasuk tells us. Why did he like Esav so much? Because Tzayid B'Fiv. which Sfas Emes explains, he had something inside, something trapped inside. There is Levana, there is Lavan, there is Pnimius. That he saw that inside Esav, even down the Vesha, there's something white, there's something Lavan, like the big day Lavan. So Esav liked Esav very much because of that side Befiv. He wanted to extract that. But the Sfas Emes says it was too late because Yaakov was already Kana, he already acquired through the Bechor, the Vesha. He was Kana both Vavs, both the Kana, the Vesha. Svarim typically say that Kana and Veshet represent Purim and Chanukah. I'm going to say it's Purim and Yom Kippur for now. I didn't say anyone who says this, but it's, I think it makes sense that Kana is Kol Yaakov, Yom Kippur. And the Veshet is the Indian of Purim of eating. And even though the Veshet was once Esav, Yaakov was able to be Kona Chodesh Adar, he was Kona Purim, as a time to eat. And we know the parallel between Yom Kippur and Purim. Now the Gra says that they really mashlim each other, that Purim is the Suda that was supposed to be on Yom Kippur. And they work hand in hand with each other. The Kana and Vesha come together. You need both Siman and both Vavs. The difference is that Yom Kippur is a Tshuva Meira, and Purim is a Tshuva Me'ava. Tshuva Meira is when you're scared of things, you stay away from the Tumah, you don't eat, you don't drink, you stop from everything in this world. The Tshuva Me'ava is where you embrace everything in this world. You elevate the Zedonos into Zechuyos. You turn the Averos Mamish into Zechuyos. You take the food, the Tumah. You take the Veshet, you take the Esav, and you Mamish your Mala into Davar Shebekedusha. It's an amazing Yira Kadosh explains in the Mishnah Maseches Kelim. Talks about Maisa Bereishis. Misha tells you that certain days of the week, there are certain items that were created that can't become Tame, like the first day, or in Choshech there's no Tumah, and other days of the week, Tumah was created. Certain days, nothing Tame was created, and certain days, there were Tame things created. Yira Kadosh says, there's certain days of the week that Purim can fall out on, and certain days that Yom Kippur could fall out on. All the days Yom Kippur falls out on are days where things that are not Tame were created. Yom Kippur is staying away from the Tumah. The days in which the Purim can fall out are days that Tumah is created, because Purim could embrace the Tumah. Take that Esav, take that Koch of the Vesha and be Ma'ala. Thursday's a little tricky, but I'm not going to explain it right now. So the many connections between Yom Kippur, if I'm not going to go through all them right now, the Goral, the Shnei Seirim, and there's a Goral, Haman. And the Shei Sirim, and Esther had two meals. One was to Sar Lazazel, Sar Lashem. There's one Indian based on this Gra. My brother has a number of Svarim. It's called Ginas Ruvain. I tried looking for it today. I couldn't find it. I believe he said this. If not, I saw it somewhere. But based on this Gra, how the Sudas Purim is Mashlim, the meals that should take place in Yom Kippur. So we know the Pasuk tells us that Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosim. It's a type of Shabbos, which means there should be three meals. And the three meals are what? So he did a cheshbon that Erev Yom Kippur is one meal. It's a big celebration. You look at Tosas and Shabbos. It's a big Indian. It's not just Stama Sudam Afsekas to make you fast better. It is a din Sudas Mitzvah to it. Matz Yom Kippur is also a Sudas Mitzvah. That's the second meal. And Purim is Shal Shud. That's the highest. That's the third meal. So I was thinking that perhaps we could say that Purim Katan is in Lav Malka. The halachas of Purim Katan is the very last halacha in all of Or Chaim, the very last Ramah. As Lav Malka is the very last meal of the whole week. The idea of Lav Malka is Shabbos, it's easy, the Kedusha is there. But to now go into the weekday and to be makdish the weekday, to take a davar tumah and to elevate that to the level of a fourth suuda, that's the Indian of taking the veshet. That's the Indian of taking the veshet of Esav and taking it to that same level as the kana. So I know it's getting late. We might get locked out of the garage soon. So I'll just finish with, you know, what I'm saying next to Rubenstein.
You can get
what?
Up from my skirt.
Yeah? You have connections, Chesky? So I'll just finish with one remez and a story that Chesky reminded me of. I should have two if I get excited, but... So now there are four sudas on Shabbos, right? There's the Shlosh sudos, the Gimel sudas we have, and there's a Malav Malka. Let's take the Gematria of Suda 145 times 4, you get 580. I mentioned before that Parshish Vayichi is Vayichi Yaakov. Yaakov lived, Lomes, Yaakov Lomes. That was the same Parsha in which Esav died, Yaakov also died, but really didn't die. And Yaakov and Esav both represent the Kana and the Veshet. So there was a Shechita of both Yaakov and Esav to a certain extent. So there are, how many Psukim in Vayechi? 85, Peh. The Pehs, the Kana and the Veshet. So Vayechi represents the Peh, the Kana and the Veshet, the death of Esav and Yaakov. Gemara tells us in the future there's going to be a Shechita Mashiach ben Yosef, or from of the Yetahara, Esav and the Yetahara, or Mashiach ben Yosef coming from Yaakov. Vayechi represents Peh, 85, the Karn of the Veshah that's in the Peh. So Suda times 4 is 580, that equals Perm Katan plus Peh, plus 85, that Karn of the Veshah. And that's perhaps the Indian of the Perm Katan, the small meal, like a Blah Mark, it's a small meal. Many people don't have it because it's small, Shabbos is over, we're all full. But it's those small things, like the Etzpa Katana, like that Zeres, which is the most powerful gullus of Esav and Edom, it's those small meals, like that Malav Malka, which is the Inyan of Eliyahu, an Inyan of Mashiach, that's the same thing, Perm Katan, the meal, the Suda Perm Katan, although it's so small, it's so great. It equals all four meals of Shabbos, it equals the Malav Malka. And the idea is that sometimes we feel in life that we are Katan, we are small, pashtus, and we're not sure what to do with that. But the union of Purim is to take the Veshet, take the Tumah, and take it to the level of Yaakov Avinu. So Chesky reminded me of the story I wanted to share with permission of Rabbi Rubenstein. It's Purim Katan, and if I could speak about basketball for a few moments. We played once before, he's very good.
Better.
It's only because I wear shorts. So Chesky reminded me of a story. So those who don't know, I played high school basketball. I played on Frisch. So I was starting point guard. My center was Jared Kushner. Maybe you've heard of him. And we're playing in TABC. Any Frisch alumni here? TABC alumni? Okay. So there's a guy on the other team. His name is Shami Elstein. Shami Elstein was in high school, but he was built like a college player. I give some names, but I don't want to... LeBron James. He's like a LeBron, like Jewish LeBron James. So it was a tie game. Around 30 seconds left in the game. TABC had the ball under their basket, inbounding towards the opposite end. So there was a timeout call. They set up a whole play. I was watching a kid whose name was either Hillel or Fry Rudolph. They were twins. I don't remember which one it was. So he was in the opposite corner, away from the ball, and I was watching him. And as you know, basketball, you're always between the ball and the man. So I was at center court, and he was with mom, like stuck away in the corner, hiding in the corner. And they called some play, there's some picks, and next thing you know, Shami Elson has the ball, he's wide open, coming down full court. And he breaks loose, and it's me, watching this LeBron James, and keeping an eye on Rudolph in the corner here. And I'm slowly backing up, and you know, trying to see if he's going to pass, is he going to take it, what's he going to do. He's going faster and faster, and at that point I realize he's not going anywhere, he's just going straight. So I planted my feet in the ground. And he just plowed right over me. Mamish like a katan. And then there's that silence. Blocking? Or is it going to be a charge? And the best feeling of my life is getting plowed over and hearing the charge call. Other way, incredible. When you take from that katnus and mamish became godless. Remember my coach after the game said this, I'm going to tell every single team hereafter, amazing charge you took for the team. I saw him 2 years ago. Hi, Yoni Levin. Who? Remember the charge? What are you talking about? He didn't remember. I remembered it. He didn't remember. But that level of katnus to godless. That Purim Kata and the Espa Katana, which could take you to tremendous levels. So all of us should continue, as a nation, as Am Yisrael, as individuals, to feel great about ourselves. To take those small things in life. Take the inyanim of Gashmias, our taivas, and to be able to take them to a level of Kedusha. Mishmizocha to the Gula Shem Amidah Shem Ramenu Amen V'Amen.
Amen.